I have a question for you that I'd like you to think about seriously. The question is, what would you do if Jesus appeared to you right now? What would you do if Jesus appeared to you? Now, he will be really present to us in the Eucharist in a few moments. This is true. But think about what your reaction would be if he appeared to you now as he did in the gospel we just heard. Would you recognize him? In the first reading, St. Peter tells the Jews that they didn't recognize the author of life, their Redeemer, and thus they handed him over to suffer and die. Quite frankly, if Jesus were to appear to me, I'd be worried that I wouldn't recognize him. You kind of like when you run into someone that you know, maybe it's in the grocery store and it's a little out of context, and you kind of look like, is that them? Is that not them? It happens to me a lot when I'm not wearing clerics and I'm walking through a festival, and I see a parishioner, and I can tell they're trying to figure out if that's me or not. You know, you get that funny look like, is that really him? Maybe that's how it'd be with Jesus. Like, could it really be him? Would the doubt or even the fear kind of distort our vision? We know that our own sinfulness, of course, makes it hard for us to see Jesus. Our fallen human nature often plays tricks on our eyes. But the good news is that God was ready to forgive their ignorance 2,000 years ago, and he is ready to forgive ours as well. Peter invited them to repentance and ultimately to baptism, to have their sins wiped away. How is it that we began Mass? We began with the sprinkling rite as we prayed for the forgiveness of sins. And as the water dripped off you, and I was kind of gentle today, it wasn't too bad, but as that water dripped off you, imagine your sins dripping off as well, falling off, being washed clean. So let me ask you this. Does the thought of meeting the Lord at the end of your life, whenever that is, hopefully a very long time from now, does that scare you? Does the prospect of coming face to face with the Lord scare you? In the second reading, St. John reminds us that we have our Lord as an advocate. The root word of advocate meaning lawyer, someone who argues, defends, and stands up for us. And our Lord stood up for us and defended us on the cross, sacrificed for the sins of the world. Perhaps the image of divine mercy from last week comes to mind, the blood and water coming from Jesus' side. You know, when the solar eclipse happened last week, there were a number of people who had all these different theories about if this was a message from God and where the cross point landed on what city and what it means and the number 7, all these different things. And whenever that stuff happens, we get a little bit nervous and we think, boy, if this really were true, I'm not ready. We think we're not ready. But I would propose that being ready for the Lord is far less stressful than we make it out to be. The fear that comes with meeting the Lord at the end of our life doesn't need to be there. If we are constantly striving to grow in holiness, to be good disciples, as imperfect as that may be, that is being prepared. There isn't some extraordinary thing that we need to do, like right before that event happens. Just be holy, and we'll always be prepared. Make use of the sacraments and the grace afforded to us. Pray. Be conscious of our brothers and sisters in need. In other words, what it takes to be prepared should be considered normal. Like our everyday life, holiness should be normal, and thus the idea of being prepared shouldn't be something other than what we already do. Does that make sense? That kind of takes the fear and the pressure away because it's just our normal life. Because the reality is, while our sins and their price can make us fearful, Jesus wipes those away if we keep our heart open to him. Because you see, to recognize Jesus is the first step. That's one thing. But then to know him is another. And we know the difference between acquaintances and friends, don't we? Jesus needs to be our friend. our best friend, not someone we know in the distance that we encounter every so often. And how do we become good friends of Jesus? By living holy lives. It's as simple and yet as profound as that. St. John told us in the second reading, the way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Remember the Last Supper a couple weeks ago? The greatest commandment is to love one another as he has loved us. That is how we are friends of Jesus. So perhaps, having said all that, our reaction would be like that of the disciples. A ghost! This can't be real, it's a hallucination. In the face of fear, the doubt, the confusion, Jesus' response was to offer peace. Peace be with you. He shows them his hands and his feet. They see the wounds by which we are saved. And I can almost sense an anxiousness on Jesus' part, like, guys, look, just believe. It's me, this is real. Go ahead, touch, feel. The events on Calvary and the empty tomb are not some dream, but a reality. God's love and mercy is not a theoretical concept, but real. Salvation is not a hopeful concept, but our lived experience. So, given this reflection, how would you react if Jesus appeared to you? As I said, it may not be like Jesus' appearance in the upper room, but he's going to become present to us shortly. Here on the altar, in the Eucharist, we will be face to face with our Lord as he humbles himself to be placed in our hands. When we say amen, do we mean it? Amen means, yes, I believe you are the Christ, you are the Son of God, this is real. Do we believe? The focus of our prayer, going all the way back to Palm Sunday and to the Triduum, has been about encounter. Encounter on the cross, at the tomb, through the faith and the doubt of Thomas, divine mercy, and of course the Eucharistic revival. And all of these tie so beautifully together, and as these weeks of Easter continue, they build on each other. Powerful encounters with the Lord, which takes away our fear and worry, and instead gives us peace and love. And these truths, my friends, these we are witnesses.